Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And a great weekend of sport it was, with all the details. Here's Pádraig.
Certainly was, Audrey. Good morning to you. And hurling very much taking centre stage over the weekend. Kilkenny booked their place in the All-Ireland final with a 3-point win over Clare in yesterday's semi-final at Croke Park. Owen Cody scored the Cats' goal in a 125-122 victory. The Kilkenny goalkeeper, Owen Murphy, produced an outstanding save near the end to deny Peter Duggan an equalising goal. So it'll be Limerick versus Kilkenny in the decider in 2 weeks' time, a repeat of last year's final and the league final earlier this year, both won by Limerick. Damon O'Mara was in position outside the dressing rooms where he spoke to Kilkenny manager Derek Ling.
Look, it looked like momentum had swung towards Clare, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes into the second half, and, you know, I thought it was really gutsy out of us. I think we probably lost our shape, and it's not easy to get back control of that, and I thought we did. We showed well for the ball, just wanted the ball a little bit more and worked a couple of scores and just managed to settle things down again. But look, overall, the work rate, everything was fantastic from everybody involved. Again, all the subs made had a big contribution and had a great, you know, a positive influence on the game when they came on. So all in all, look, we're happy now.
Were you slightly surprised with how Clare set up in the first half? Because it's not what we've seen from them over the course of this championship.
I was, to be honest. You know, obviously when the change was made just before throwing, we kind of had a, you know, an idea. But look, we managed it, I think, pretty well. And you know, obviously went in strong position at half time. They came out of strong in the second half, which we kind of knew, you know, it was to be expected. But how we turned it around and stuck with it, I think, you know, really delighted with the players.
How stronger is this group from what, you know, took the field 12 months ago?
Look, I suppose we're at the same stage now. We're over in All-Ireland final, the same as last year. And, you know, the reality of it is we have a huge challenge ahead of us. Comparing from last year, I think, you know, a huge amount of difference that comes down to, we can talk about that at the end of the year, to be honest. All we know, we have a huge challenge now in 2 weeks, and we still have a lot of work to do, and we still need improvement from today. But I'm happy to take on that challenge, and we're looking forward to it now.
That's Derek Ling. Derry are the All-Ireland Minor Football Champions. A James Sargent goal helped the young Oak Leapers to a 113-9 victory over Monaghan in the final at the Athletic Grounds. Cork went through to the Glen Dimplex All-Ireland Camogie semi-final, edging out Kilkenny by 214-213. Amy O'Connor finished with 1 goal and 6 points, and Cork will now play Galway. The other semi-final will see Waterford take on Tipperary. Alison Corpas won the US Women's Open Golf in Pebble Beach, California in the early hours of this morning to claim her first major title. The American sank 6 birdies in a final round of 3 under par 69 to finish 3 shots clear of the field. Leona Maguire finished in a tie for 31st place, dropping 5 shots in her closing round, while Anya Donegan was tied 45th. Meanwhile, on 9 under par, Sepp Straka of Austria posted a 2-shot victory in the John Deere Classic in Illinois. Waterford's Seamus Power was 6 shots behind the winner, producing an impressive final round of 7 under 64. The Ireland under 20 rugby team qualified for the World Championship final for just the second time with an emphatic 31-12 victory over tournament host South Africa in Cape Town. Ireland will face France in the final on Friday. Here's captain Gus McCarthy.
Yeah, we really felt like we didn't put our best foot forward in that first half, but we stuck in like we always do, always really sticking together. We're such a tight group, and second half we came out absolutely firing. We were into that win the second half. We had to stick it up our jumper sometimes, and kick chase was really big there, and we stuck in it, and we're just delighted with the performance we put in that second half. Still work on for the final then.
How important was the work off the ball, especially for that second half?
Oh yeah, it was so important. We said we're going to outwork the South Africans, and I think we really did that in the second half. We just worked like dogs, and we're just delighted with the performance really.
At the World Cup Rowing Regatta in Lucerne, Olympic champions Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy claimed a silver medal in the lightweight men's double, narrowly losing to France. Philip Doyle and Dara Lynch took home a bronze medal in the men's double sculls. The rowing focus now switches to September's World Championships in Belgrade, where Olympic qualification will be on offer. Max Verstappen won the British Formula One Grand Prix at Silverstone as Red Bull stayed unbeaten for the Formula One season and equaled McLaren's 1988 record of 11 victories in a row. Lando Norris finished second, with Lewis Hamilton third. Canadian Michael Woods took Stage 9 honours in the Tour de France. Denmark's Jonas Vingegaard retained the overall leader's yellow jersey. And the Ireland women's cricket team suffered an 8-wicket defeat to the West Indies in the T20 International in St Lucia. The hosts took the series 3-0.